Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to today's episode of the podcast. It's another beautiful Friday in the city of Ibadan. And your favorite Ibadan girl is super, super, super excited to be with you guys today. Welcome to another episode of your favorite podcast. Yes, and welcome to another episode of the friendship series. Last week on the podcast, we talked about the different shades of friendship. I expected quite a number of feedbacks from that episode, but I didn't get so much. But I'm super grateful for the people that sent in their feedbacks. If you've not listened to that episode, you could just pause this particular episode and go and listen to it. But on this particular episode, before I even move on, you people should calm down. I am not in love with anybody that is in a relationship. Please and please note that I am only sharing my personal or experiences or things that I think that can actually help when you find yourself in a situation whereby you are beginning to have feelings for your friend, and the friend in question, be it female or male, is in a relationship. How to handle feelings in friendship. I did not say your favorite about the girl is having feelings for somebody that's but now you people should be calming down. So let's get straight into today's episode. Like you all know, I have been single pringle for a while, but don't worry, my God, the God of vengeance is firing my barrel for me, and you people would watch. Before you know it, this your favorite battle girl is in a relationship. Sooner. Like, okay, let's put that aside. But then back to today's topic. How can you handle feelings for somebody that is in a relationship and the person is your friend? Because we can't say that because people are in a relationship, you can't be friends with them. Like, come on. And before you know it, okay, let's say for instance, for the girls, you tend to have feelings for guys, or he calls you, he messages you, he's always there, you need somebody to talk to. Before you know it, my sister, you're already falling and tripping with this guy. But then you realize that this person is in a relationship. So what do you do? The first thing that I'm going to tell you that you need to do to handle feelings in your friendship is you need to set boundaries. You cannot overemphasize it, but you need to set boundaries. You need to limit it in as much as the talking, the calls, the chatting is sweeting your body. My sister, you need to put your head in the right place. You need to set boundaries. If it is getting to you too much, then you need to know when to stop. That is number one. Number two, continuation of number one, you need to give yourself break. There's this quote I used to know where they say, when you fall in love, take your brain along, Abby. Something, take your brain or something. So you need to use your brain. You need to give yourself brain. Always have a constant reminder that this person I'm chatting with, though, is in a relationship or she's in a relationship. I think it actually works if we're being serious here and if we are trying to understand me better. You realize that when you always bring yourself to the consciousness of, oh, this person I'm talking to can't be mine, is not mine, or will not be mine. You get, it's going to make you realize that, okay, no way in this place. Then also, let's be very, very serious with ourselves. Another fact is that you need to pray. I'm sure some people will be angry, like, or be thinking that how does prayer enter this matter? My sister, there are some things that are beyond you, my brother. You need to involve prayers, and I'm even very serious right now, even though it feels like I'm laughing, but then you need to involve prayers. You need to pray, you need to take it to God. Like, you need to have a conversation with your father and make him realize how, or make him know how you feel and how he can actually help you in that situation. Then another thing is that you need to talk things out. I'm this kind of person that if I find myself in this situation, I'm not saying I found myself, sir. But then let's move on. If you find yourself in this kind of situation, I believe that one of the ways that can actually help you is to talk it out with the person involved, be it the guy or the girl. Let them realize that, oh, okay, can we like come to certain agreement on certain things? Like, know something. Just set rules. Talk it out to the person. I don't know what works for you. What works for you might not work for me. But then I feel like if you talk things out with the opposite sex, it can actually help them out. So that it's not like when you are trying to set boundaries, they begin to say like, this person is beefing me, this person doesn't want to talk to me. But then if you already talked about it, they get to realize that, oh, okay, she's just trying, or he's just trying to be on his own lane. So I feel like talking things out is good. Then another thing is, don't do visits. Some people, they will not hear what you have. You're already noticing that you already have feelings for this boy or this auntie, and you now want to go and visit them in their house. What are you trying to do? You're trying to put the devil in his place, Abby. My pastor said something, I think 2 weeks ago, where he talked about, he was saying something about, you can resist temptation once, but the second time it comes, you might not have what it takes to resist it. So why are you doing visits, eh? You're already resisting the temptation via chats, phone calls, and your. But you said that, no, you want to go and do Bible study in his house. Hey, brethren, praise the Lord. I don't know, but then that's one thing you actually need to totally avoid in this kind of situation. Moving on, I would like to say that you also should not stay too attached to the person. I think I already mentioned that before, but then I noted it down already, so I just had to say it again. Okay, so also you need to observe what is making you have feelings for that person and limit it. Yes, it could be the cause. Limit it. Why do I feel like I've talked about this? Okay, so let's move on. Then another thing I would like to say is that you need to know what that friendship means to you. And you need to determine, am I going to stay friends with this person or I'm going to walk away? That's very deep. You need to like bring yourself to that consciousness that, okay, if I can't undo this, will I stay or will I go? What if it's somebody that actually can be a very good business partner? So are you trying to tell me that because you're having feelings for that person, you're going to jeopardize and spoil everything that you could have benefited from that person? So you need to bring yourself to the consciousness of, oh, okay, am I staying in this friendship because of what it means to me, or I want to walk away from it? So whatever decision you make, just make a decision that is absolutely best for the both parties, but majorly, I won't lie, best for you. Then also, you need to also understand that feelings don't develop immediately. Like, you don't just find yourself in love with the person or having feelings for the person. It takes time to develop. So the moment you notice that you are already feeling for the person, why not cut it? Like, why not bring yourself to the realization of all these points that we already mentioned before you start crying yourself to sleep? Because if they choke, it go pain you if you realize that you they feel for somebody when if it be your own. So what am I saying? I'm not saying we should not have friends with people that are in relationship, but what I'm saying is that I am only talking to the people that are going to love people that are in relationship, because it can actually ruin your whole friendship and bring everything to an end, and that might not be so good for you, especially if the person we're talking about is somebody that has potentials that can actually help you in the future. Somebody shared a story with me that I'd like to share briefly about how she found herself in such a situation with a guy, and the guy was not even in a relationship, but then they were friends and feelings entered, and the guy tried to prevent it as much as possible for it to end up in a relationship same as the girl. But in the long run, they tried to make a relationship, and trust me, it lasted just a week, and the friendship is up and down. So that's what relationship or feelings can actually do to your friendship. If you're not careful, at the end of the day, you actually lose on both sides. So tell me, what has worked for you when it comes to feelings in relationship, or feelings in friendship rather? I would love to hear from you. Thank you guys for your feedback that I am anticipating, and do not forget to send me a message or follow me on my Instagram page at KIG with Damola. You could also send me a message on WhatsApp. I would so much love you when somebody just sends me a message one day and says, I listen to your podcast, my name is, hey, I can just fit. I mean, people that I do not know, but then let me call out my number, 081-83-615175. Thank you, till another time when I come again. Bye.